From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. In a move signaling an escalation in the offensive against the self-declared Islamic State militant group, the Pentagon announced plans today to double the number of U.S. forces deployed to Iraq. As NPR's David Wellner reports, the troop increase is part of a plan to establish U.S. military outposts to train Iraqi fighters.
The order expanding the presence of American forces in Iraq with up to 1,500 additional troops comes from President Obama. Pentagon Press Secretary Rear Admiral John Kirby says, like the 1,500 American military personnel already in Iraq, the added forces have non-combat roles, in his words, to expand our advise and assist mission and initiate a comprehensive training effort for Iraqi forces. In addition to two operation centers already established in Baghdad and Erbil, two others will be set up elsewhere, along with several other sites to train a dozen Iraqi military brigades. The goal, Kirby says, is for them to defend key areas and take the offensive against Islamic State militants. David Wellner, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. Supreme Court will hear a challenge to a key provision of the Affordable Care Act. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports if opponents of the law were to prevail in the case, experts say it would likely have catastrophic consequences for Obamacare.
Under the health care law, the federal government steps in to set up health insurance exchanges in those states that choose not to do it themselves. In fact, 36 states, mostly those with Republican leadership, have refused to set up exchanges, allowing the federal government to step in. The problem is that one subsection of the health care law says that the subsidies that are at the heart of the law can only be paid out through state-run exchanges. Opponents of the law have seized on that language to say that poor people buying insurance from the federally run exchanges are ineligible for subsidies. The law's supporters counter that under the explicit terms of the statute, a federally run exchange is a state exchange in these circumstances. Now the Supreme Court will decide. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The Labor Department's jobs numbers for October show the economy adding 214,000 payroll jobs. That employment rate fell 0.1% to 5.8%. While the job number was slightly below analysts' expectations, the report was mostly positive. Diane Swank's an economist at Mesrou Financial and says while there were strong gains in lower-wage jobs, it's important to note there were also gains elsewhere.
That's everything from accountants, engineers, consultants, and management. That is a sign of meat on the bones. That's where we're getting full-time jobs again and better-paying jobs.
Retailers added more than 27,000 jobs last month. Restaurants, hotels, and the entertainment industry added 52,000 jobs. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 19 points to end the week at 17,573. That was a new record. The Nasdaq was down 5 points. The S&P 500 gained a fraction today. You're listening to NPR. And the winner is Democrat Mark Warner in Virginia. Days after Tuesday's tight Senate race and the state Republican Ed Gillespie conceding to his Democratic challenger in the tight-fought battle for that seat. Gillespie says he will not seek a recount, though he would be entitled to one. The numbers from the Board of Elections show Warner up by more than 16,000 votes out of a total of 2 million ballots cast. The Israeli military says security forces and Palestinian protesters clashed in several places around the West Bank today, but Muslim prayers at the Jerusalem holy site that has been a focus of recent violence took place without incident. From Jerusalem, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Before and during midday Muslim prayers, Israeli forces blocked entrances to the Old City and the Al-Aqsa Mosque inside. That's the holiest place in Jerusalem for Muslims. It's on a hilltop sacred to Jews, too. Soldiers stopped men younger than 35 from entering Al-Aqsa. Israel often imposes age limits as a security measure, but Palestinian Abu Ghaith says the real threat is right-wing Jewish groups trying to get more access to the mosque compound.
If they keep entering through the mosque, it's going to be problems all around.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will not change the current rules which allow Jews to visit at certain times, but not to pray there. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Might want to slow down when zipping around New York City. That's because as of today, the default speed limit on city streets has fallen to 25 miles an hour. 5-mile-an-hour drop from the old 30-mile-per-hour limit is part of a plan by Mayor Bill de Blasio to reduce pedestrian deaths. De Blasio argued when he took office in January, even a small reduction in speed could increase safety. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.